The shortest psalm is Psalm 117 for two verses. The shortest psalm. Oh, praise Yahweh, all you nations. Praise Him, all you people. For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of Yahweh endureth forever. Praise ye Yahweh. Psalm 117. Yes, this is Stephen Yah. And for the name of the Most High, or the Heavenly Father, we are using the original Tetragrammaton YHVH, the letters YHVH, which can spell Yahweh. We will not be using the substitute or substitutes, such as G-O-D and L-O-R-D. Now, the longest psalm in scriptures is Psalm 119, which is about 176 verses. Psalm 119, which starts with verse 1 and says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of Yahweh," or "who walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. You have commanded us to keep Your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes." What is a statute? A statute is an extension of a law. And where is it found? It's found right after the 10 basic decrees in Exodus chapter 20. That's the 10 commandments. And then immediately following and continuing is Exodus 21 through 24. And those are statutes or extensions or even judgments or privileges. So that, oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. O let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. That's that famous, often quoted psalm and verse, Psalm 119, verse 11. And verse 12 says, "Blessed art Thou, O Yahweh, teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies, as much as in all Thy riches." So that verse 13, "With my lips have I declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I've declared all Thy privileges." The judgments are found in Exodus 21, and they include Yahweh's feast days. Verse 15, "I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word. Deal bountifully with Thy servant, that I may live and keep Thy word. Open Thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law, out of Thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not Thy statutes. Hide not Thy commandments from me." Verse 20, "My soul breaketh for the longing that it has unto Thy judgments at all times." Or, in other words, "I long for Your instructions more than I can tell. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from Thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept Thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but Thy servant did meditate in Thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." The testimonies are another amplification of Yahweh's Torah, or His law. And they include instructions on how to build the tabernacle, and specifically how He is going to build your tabernacle, your spiritual tabernacle. So in that context, "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." So his instructions for building our tabernacle are our delight and our counselors. "My soul cleaves unto the dust. Quicken Thou me according to Thy word. I have declared my ways, and Thou hardest me. excuse me, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. I've declared thy ways, and you heard me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Precepts are just another word, again, for his instructions. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Yahweh. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Yahweh, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. So fear can be a good thing, that is, if we fear the Almighty Creator. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Thy instructions are good, or thy privileges that we have in doing his will are good. Turn away my reproach, which I fear. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. And that was verse 40 of Psalm 119. Verse 41. Now, let thy mercies come unto me, O Yahweh, even thy salvation, according to thy work, and according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in the word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. Now let's read that a little bit differently now, starting at verse 41. And it sounds like this. It's rather hard to find that. How I dread being mocked for obeying, for your laws are right and good. I long to obey them. Therefore, in fairness, renew my life, for this was your promise. Yes, Yahweh, to save me. Now spare me by your kindness and your love, then I will have an answer for those who taunt me, for I trust your promises. May I never forget your words, for they are my only hope. Therewith I will keep on obeying you forever and forever, free within the limits of your laws, within the limits of your Torah. I will speak to kings about their value, and they will listen with interest and respect. How I love your laws! How I enjoy your commands! Come, come to me! I call to them, for I love them, and will let them fill my life. Never forget your promises to your servant, for they are my only hope. They give me strength in all my troubles, but how they refresh and revive me. Proud men hold me in contempt for obedience to Yahweh, but I stand unmoved. Now, in the King James, it reads like this. The proud have, and that's verse 51, the proud have had me greatly in derision, or in contempt, in other words. The proud have had me in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Yahweh, and have comforted myself. Horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of the pilgrimage that I have made. I have remembered thy name, O Yahweh, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. So let's go back now to the beginning of that portion there. And we're reading from the Living Version this time, from the old original Living Version. Never forget your promises to me, your servant, for they are my only hope. They give me strength in all my troubles. How they refresh and revive me. Proud men hold me in contempt for obedience to Yahweh, but I stand unmoved. From my earliest youth have I tried to obey thee. Your word has been my comfort. I am angry with those who spurn your commands, for these laws of yours have been my source of joy and singing through all these years of my earthly pilgrimage. I obey them even at night and keep my thoughts, O Yahweh, on thee. What a blessing this has been to me to constantly obey. And then verse 57, as I'll pick up there in the King James again. Thou art my portion, O Yahweh. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated with favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me and according to thy word. So that's verse 58, which says, Yahweh is mine, and I promise to obey with all my heart. I want thy blessings. Be merciful just as you promised. I thought about the wrong direction in which I was headed and turned around and came running back to you. Evil men have tried to drag me into sin, but I firmly am anchored to your laws. At midnight, let's see, verse 62. Yes, that's in the original. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. At midnight I will rise to give my thanks to you for your righteous judgments. Anyone is my brother who fears and trusts Yahweh and obeys him. O Yahweh, the earth is full of your loving kindness. Teach me your good paths. Yahweh, I am overflowing with your blessings, just as you promised. Now teach me good judgment as well as knowledge, for your Torah is my guide. Thy Torah is my guide. I used to wander off until you punished me. Now I closely follow all you say. Thou art good and do only good. Make me follow your lead. Proud men have made up lies about me, but the truth is that I obey your laws with all my heart. Their minds are dull and stupid, but I have sense enough to follow thee. The punishment you gave me was the best thing that could have happened to me, for it taught me to pay attention to your laws. They are more valuable to me than millions in silver and gold. So in the living, it reads like this. You made my body, Yahweh, now give me sense to heed your laws. All those who fear and trust in you will welcome me, because I too am trusting in your word. O Yahweh, I know that your decisions are right and that your punishment was right and did me good. Now let your loving kindness comfort me, just as you promised. Surround me with your tender mercies, that I may live, for your law is my delight. And we've been reading Psalm 119, the longest psalm in the Bible, in the scriptures, that is, and we were there at verse 77. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy Torah is my delight. So we'll continue next time with Psalm 119 and pick it up at verse 78. Shalom. As we continue reading Psalm 119, the longest psalm in scriptures, Psalm 119, picking it up at verse 78, we're going to go all the way through here and in several sections. And this section again starting at verse 78. We're reading not only from the living scriptures, but also from the King James, which is from the original Antioch Scrolls, and for the words L-O-R-D, Lord, or G-O-D, in the scriptures, we're correctly modifying that. We're taking it back to the original, from the original letters Y-H-V-H, Yahweh. So when you hear Yahweh, you'll see that written in most versions as L-O-R-D. If that makes any difference to you, I know it does to him. So, verse 78, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Those that have known thy witnesses. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. At verse 80 there. Let the proud be disgraced, for they have cut me down with their lies, but I will concentrate my thoughts upon your laws. Let all others join me who trust and fear thee, and we will discuss your laws. Help me to love your every wish. Help me to love thy every wish, that I will never have to be ashamed of myself. I faint for your salvation, but I expect thy help, for thou hast promised it. My eyes are straining to see your promises come true. When will you comfort me with your help? I am shriveled like a wineskin in the smoke, exhausted with waiting. But still I cling to your laws and obey them. How long must I wait before you punish those who persecute me? Those proud men who hate your truth and your Torah have dug deep pits for me to fall in. Their lies have brought me into deep trouble. Help me, for you love only truth. They had almost finished me off, yet I refuse to yield and refuse to disobey your laws. I refuse to disobey the Torah. In your kindness, spare my life, then I can continue to obey thee. Verse 89, forever, O Yahweh, your word stands firm in heaven. Thy faithfulness extends to every generation, like the earth you created. It endures by your decree, for everything serves your plans. I would have despaired and perished unless your laws. I would have despaired and perished unless thy laws had been my deepest delight. I will never lay aside thy laws, for you have used them to restore my joy and health. I am yours. Save me, for I have tried to live according to your desires. Though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind upon thy promises. Nothing is perfect except thy words. Oh, how I love them. I think about them all day long. They make me wiser than my enemies, because they are my constant guide. Yes, wiser than my teachers, for I am thinking of thy precepts. They make me even wiser than the aged. Now let's go back to the original. Verses 99 and 100 there. Actually, I'd like to also point out verse 96 in the original. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. In verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. And then verse 101, as we go back to the Living Version. I have refused to walk the paths of evil, for I will remain obedient to thy word. No, I haven't turned away from what you taught me. Your words are sweeter than honey. And since thy rules can give me wisdom and understanding, no wonder I hate every false teaching. No wonder I hate every false teaching. Thy words are a flashlight to light the path ahead of me and keep me from stumbling. I've said it once and I'll say it again and again. I will obey these wonderful laws of yours. Now, of course, David here writing this does not intend to make us think that we are saved by keeping the law. In any way, no, he's just obedient out of a heart, because he loves Yahweh, and of course he loves the Son, whom was inspiring through the Spirit, who's inspiring this whole passage. And the Spirit in Hebrew is Ruach HaKadosh. I am close to death at the hands of my enemies. Oh, give me back my life again, just as you promised me. Accept my grateful thanks and teach me thy desires. My life hangs in the balance, but I will not give up obedience to thy laws. The wicked have set their traps for me along thy path, but I will not turn aside. Thy laws are my joyous treasure forever. I am determined to obey you until I die. I hate those who are undecided whether or not to obey you, but my choice is clear. I love thy law. That was verse 113. Thou art my refuge and my shield, and thy promises are my only source of hope. Begone, you evil-minded men. Don't try to stop me from obeying Yahweh's commands. Yahweh, you promised to let me live. Never let it be said that Yahweh failed me. Hold me safe above the heads of all my enemies. Then I can continue to obey thy laws. But you have rejected all who reject your laws. They are only fooling themselves. The wicked are the scum you skim off and throw away. No wonder I love to obey your laws. No wonder I love to obey thy laws. I tremble in fear of thee. I fear thy punishments. 121. Don't leave me to the mercy of my enemies, for I have done what is right. I have been perfectly fair. Commit yourself to bless me. Don't let the proud oppress me. My eyes grow dim with longing for thee to fulfill your wonderful promise to rescue me. Yahweh, deal with me in loving kindness, and teach thy servant to obey, for I am thy servant. Therefore, give me common sense to apply thy rules to everything I do. Or from the King James, I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy precepts. It is time for thee, Yahweh, to work, for they have made void thy law. Or from the King James, I am thy servant, give me understanding, that I may know thy precepts. It is time for thee, Yahweh, to work, for they have made void thy law. Or back in the Living again, 126, Yahweh, it is time for you to act, for these evil men have violated your laws, while I love thy commands, I love thy commandments more than the finest gold. Every law of Yahweh is right, whatever it concerns. I hate every other way. So that's verse 128. We'll pick up with verse 129 next time, out of the 119th Psalm, with a thought for today. This is Stefan Yah. So shalom from Stefan. Stefan here with Psalm 119. And we've read the first 128 verses, picking up now at verse 129 of Psalm 119. Thy laws are wonderful. No wonder I obey them. As your plan unfolds, even the simple can understand it. No wonder I wait expectantly for each of your commands. Come and have mercy on me, as is your way with those who love thee. Guide me with thy laws, so that I will not be overcome with evil. Let me repeat that in Psalm 119, verse 132. Verse 132, come and have mercy on me, as is thy way with those who love thee. Guide me with thy laws, so that I will not be overcome with evil. Rescue me from oppression of evil men, that I can obey you. Look down in love upon me, and teach me all thy laws. I will weep because thy laws, or thy Torah, is disobeyed. I will weep because thy laws are disobeyed. O Yahweh, you are just, and your punishments are fair. Your demands are just and right. I am indignant and angry because of the way my enemies have disregarded thy laws. I have thoroughly tested thy promises, and that is why I love them so much. I have thoroughly tested thy promises. That's why I love them so much. I am worthless and despised, but I don't despise thy Torah. I don't despise your laws. Thy justice is eternal, for thy laws are perfectly fair. In my distress and anguish, thy commandments comfort me. Thy laws are always fair. Help me to understand them, and I shall live. Let me remind you once again that David did not trust in Yahweh by keeping the law, but he trusted in faith. If we look at Hebrews 11, it says, by faith, these men, these great men of faith, these great cloud of witnesses here back in Scripture, trusted in Messiah, they trusted in Yahweh by faith. That is, by the Word, by following what His Word says to do. And that's to trust in Him. Verse 145, I am praying with great earnestness. Answer me, O Yahweh, and I will obey thy laws. Save me, I cry, for I am obeying. Early in the morning, before the sun is up, I was praying and pointing out how much I trust in thee. I stay awake through the night to think about thy promises. Because you are so loving and kind, listen to me and make me well again. Now let's go to that Hebrews chapter 11 quickly. And then we'll come right back here. In Hebrews chapter 11, this is the Living Version. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it ahead. Men of Yahweh in days of old were famous for their faith. By faith, by believing Yahweh, we know that the world and the stars, in fact, all things were made at Yahweh's command, and that they were all made from things that can't be seen. It was by faith that Abel promised Yahweh and brought an offering that pleased Yahweh more than Cain's offering did. And then it goes to Enoch. Suddenly he was gone because Yahweh took him. Before this happened, Yahweh had said how pleased he was with Enoch. You can never please Yahweh without faith, without depending on Him. Anyone who wants to come to Yahweh must believe that there is a Creator and that He rewards those who are sincerely looking for Him. Then it mentions Noah and Abraham and Sarah And these men of faith I have mentioned died without ever receiving all that Yahweh had promised them. So all these men, including Enoch, died. These men of faith I have mentioned died without ever receiving all that Yahweh had promised them, but they saw it all awaiting them ahead and were glad, for they agreed that this earth was not their real home, but they were just strangers visiting down here. And quite obviously, when they talked like that, they were looking forward to their real home in eternity, in paradise there. So that's reading from the book of Hebrews. Then the last couple of verses there talks about all of these people who were persecuted. They were hungry and sick and ill-treated, too good for this world. And these men of faith, though they trusted Yahweh and won his approval, none of them received all that Yahweh had promised them. None of them, including Enoch, had received all that Yahweh had promised them, for Yahweh wanted them to wait and share the even better rewards that were prepared for us. In verse chapter 12, since we have such a huge crowd of men of faith watching us from grandstands, watching, you know, from history, let us strip off anything that slows us down and run the race. And verse 2, keep your eyes on Messiah, our leader and instructor. So that was reading some portions from the book of Hebrews. Now back to our Psalm 119 and verse 145, which says, I am praying with great earnestness. Answer me, O Yahweh, and I will obey thy laws. Save me, for I am obeying you. Now once again, we're not saved by obeying, but by trusting in the righteousness, in the shed blood, in the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Messiah. And we're not saved by keeping the law. And we're not saved by singing. We're not saved by tithing or raising our right hand in church or coming forward to the altar. No, we're saved by the blood, the body and blood, and the death, burial, and resurrection of our heavenly Messiah. And that all those instructions and ramifications are found in other places in our broadcasts. Early in the morning, before the sun is up, I was praying and pointing out how much I trust in you. I stay awake all through the night to think about thy promises. Because you're so loving and kind, listen to me and make me well again. Here come those lawless men to attack me, but you are near, O Yahweh. All thy commandments are based on truth. I have known from earliest days that your will never changes. Look down upon my sorrows and rescue me, for I am obeying thy commandments. Yes, rescue me and give me back my life again, just as you have promised. The wicked are far from salvation, but they do not care about your laws. Yahweh, how great is your mercy! Oh, give me back my life again. My enemies are so many. They try to make me disobey, but I have not swerved from your will. I loathed these traitors because they care nothing for thy laws. Yahweh, see how much I really love thy teachings. Now give me back my life and health because thou art so kind. There is utter truth in all thy laws. Your decrees are eternal. Great men have persecuted me, though they have no reason to, but I stand in awe of only thy words. I rejoice in thy laws like one who finds a great treasure. How I hate all falsehood, but how I love thy law. So in Romans chapter 7, Paul wrote, under the inspiration of the Spirit, know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. So if we go down to verse 6, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, now we're delivered from the law. He just said in verse 1 that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. So in verse 6, but now we are delivered from the law. We are delivered from the certificate of indebtedness that was against us, from the penalty, the sting of spiritual and often physical death. That's how it might be explained to you. And perhaps others would have a different explanation, but that's mine from all my study. And then he continues that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. In verse 12, wherefore the law is pure, or he uses H-O-L-Y here, therefore the law is pure, and the commandment pure, just, and good. Verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual. The law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. And verse 18, I know that in me dwells no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I don't find. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwells in me. I find a law that when I would do good, evil is present within me, for I delight in the law of Yahweh after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank Yahweh through the Messiah, through Yahushua HaMashiach, our mighty one. So then with a mind I myself serve the law of Yahweh. It says I myself serve the law of G-O-D there, but the law of Yahweh. But with the flesh I serve the law of sin. And then he continued in chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahushua Messiah, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And it continues on and on and on. So that was a sidetrack there in Romans chapter 7 and part of Romans chapter 8. That will continue in the 119th Psalm, verse 163. How I hate all falsehood, but how I love thy laws! I will praise thee 7 times a day because of thy wonderful laws. Those who love your laws have great peace of heart and mind and do not stumble. I long for thy salvation, Yahweh, so I have obeyed your laws. I have looked for your commandments, and I love them very much. Yes, I have searched for them. You know this. Thou knowest this because everything I do is known to you. O Yahweh, listen to my prayers. Give me the common sense you promised. So for the word common sense, we use the word understanding. We'll get back to that in a moment there. O Yahweh, listen to my prayers. Give me the common sense you promised. Hear my prayers. Rescue me as you said you would. I praise thee for letting me learn thy laws. I will sing about their wonder, for each of them is just. Stand ready to help me, because I have chosen to follow thy will. O Yahweh, I have longed for your salvation, and your Torah is my delight. If you will let me live, I will praise thee. Let thy laws assist me. I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not turned away from thy commandments. I have not turned away from thy commandments. So that is all of Psalm 119 at verse 176 there. But let's go over back to the King James and just pick up that last paragraph about common sense as opposed to the word giving understanding. And I would also like to show that there is a difference between Yahweh's Torah that is found here in the Word and the Jewish Talmud, which is man's tradition, which we find a lot out there today and in all different religious walks of life. Man's traditions is found in the oral Talmud. Well, it's actually written out as well these days, but the Torah is what Yahweh's law is, not the Talmud, but the Torah. So I don't know if you knew that or not, but I just like to bring that out. So verse 169 through 176. Let my cry come before thee, O Yahweh, give me understanding according to thy word. Give me common sense or understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Yahweh, and thy Torah is my delight. David just said that the Torah was his delight, we found there in Romans 7. And Paul said that in Romans 7. And David is saying that here in the 119th Psalm. Thy Torah, or thy law, is my delight. Not as much delight as faith and salvation, but faith comes by hearing the word. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. That's verse 176. in the 119th Psalm, the longest psalm in all of Scriptures. And if you would like to hear some more Scriptures, more teachings, you can stay tuned to this station. Or you can check out the Yahweh Yahweh website. That's yahwehyahweh.name. This is Stefan. Shalom. Have a good day.